Morning, Julie.
Good morning, Rosemary.
Julie, how many creative groups are at the Arts Centre and how many are involved?
There are 16 presently groups that meet here morning or afternoon at the Arts Centre at Bribey Island, and all of them are involved in this showcase, which is an annual event.
Lovely. Now, what extent of mediums and works are on display?
Well, you name it, it's here. There's drawing and painting, there's ladies, the sewing site ladies, there's lead lighters, there's pen and pencil drawers, potters, printmakers, tactile textiles, there's watercolour groups, there's glass makers, potters, and there's also some groups that hire our spaces, card makers, the Gem Club, which is one of our neighbours here, and an independent quilting group as well, Island Quilters.
Wonderful. Plenty of activity happening. How long has the showcase been an annual feature at the Bribey Centre?
Look, I would say about 20 years, but of course it grows every year. And in the 6 years I've been associated with the centre, it's grown, it's probably trebled in size in terms of number of people taking part in it.
What are some of the individual talking points, Julie?
Look, there's some beautiful quilts. In fact, probably the first thing you see when you walk in the gallery is these magnificent quilts, which have been made by the Thursday Quilters or the Tuesday Sewing group that also quilt. Absolutely magnificent. So they're gorgeous. But there's some beautiful glassware, lead lighting and glass from the lead lighters. There's some pottery that's really quirky and interesting. There's beautiful sewing. The textile group do very lovely work as well, and then gorgeous paintings.
Wow. Now listen, how do people get involved with the creative work there at the Bribey Island Community Arts Centre?
Well, there's a new initiative this year because we've always had working together groups, which are these groups I've just described. They've been very popular, but they're sort of almost full. So we decided this year we would start a beginners group for people who've never done a thing before, perhaps, in a particular medium. So we've got five new courses starting, and they're sort of 5 week courses, and they'll begin next week. So the idea being that people will try something they've never done before. They've got to be a member of the Art Society to do it, but they mustn't be already in one of the groups. So it's for very new people to try something. So there's mosaics, there's painting your story, a beautiful artist is doing that one, there's paper making, and there's a fun splashy painting, throw it around, see what group. So, yeah.
That sounds like a whole lot of fun, doesn't it? Julie, I think we'll leave it at that at the moment, but what a great opportunity for people not only at Bribey but close by. And those training or the first-timers courses are fantastic as well. And as you said, they're starting, when are they starting? Very shortly?
They start next week, so people need to come in and register that straight away because they're finished tomorrow. We are going to be doing a series of them through the year, but the first round is finishes, as in stop, the registration finishes tomorrow. But people are welcome to come and have a look at this at the centre anytime, Tuesday to Sunday, 9 to 4, 9 to 1 o'clock on a Sunday, and a beautiful cafe here, so no reason to stay away.
Sounds good to me. Julie Thompson, lovely to talk to you. And Julie, as I said, is the venue manager of the Bribey Island Community Arts Centre. Thank you for talking to us, Julie, and we'll look forward to catching up with you throughout the course of the year and finding out what some of these new courses are people are picking up and running with.
Oh, indeed. And thank you, Rosemary.